There's a street in San Francisco that has no roadway for part of its length. The street becomes just stairs running up and down the city's Telegraph Hill. That street leads you past some of the city's oldest houses and beautiful gardens. NPR's Ketzel Levine met some of the people behind those gardens, including a gardener who just passed away.
He was everything you could hope for in a living legend.
Hello, hello,
gracious, hello. Mischievous, and very old. His beautiful younger wife, Virginia, she's 91, now did most of the talking. But for the last 50 years, Elios Andrelini had done all of the gardening.
At his age, you know, he's 96. I guess she told you. He tells everybody.
For a dead man, I'm doing pretty good, huh?
He had a wicked sense of humor and remained pretty spry.
Then follow me. I have to hold on to the railing, the decrepit old fogey.
Holding on to the handrail to keep his balance, Andy Andrelini led the way into what may be one of San Francisco's most photographed gardens, an impressionistic blur of reds, yellows, and oranges, almost all of it roses. Set against a pink stucco celebrity of a house, the garden is entirely visible from the street. Mr. Andrelini gardened to a constant parade of admirers. And sure enough, on this morning, they were passing by.
Well, thank you for making this such a beautiful place for us to come.
Thank you.
Andrelini.
Thank you for the compliment.
One of the reasons the garden's so well known is its location along the filbert steps of Telegraph Hill, which lead to that famous landmark up top, Coit Tower. Tourists who make it to the Andrelinis are often weak-kneed, whether from the climb, the rose garden, or from the views here of San Francisco Bay. In a city known for its transcendent beauty, this particular tableau owes a lot to Andy Andrelini, who took a discarded corner owned by the city and proceeded to up the ante on Telegraph Hill.
It was neglected. I had to put up all the topsoil in there because there was clay and rocks.
But Andy is at the age where he'll say, you know, I'm really getting tired of that garden. We should let it go. And I'll say, are you crazy? You can't do that. This is perpetual. It's got to go on one way or the other. It just has to.
Andy Andrelini died a week ago. The garden will likely stay in the Andrelini family. Perhaps an unimagined heir may take up where he left off. Because the history of this neighborhood is full of surprising heroes. You never know who might just stagger up the filbert steps. In 1947, it was Humphrey Bogart in the film Dark Passage. He played an ex-con on the lam, trying to disappear into the night.
Got to keep climbing.
The steps were a perfect setting. The surrounding landscape was ugly and ominous. But had the camera kept rolling for the next few years, and could we speed up the film, we'd see rubble flying, the hill turning green, flowers bursting into color. And hurrying in and out of every frame, we'd see a lone, unstoppable gardener. Grace Marchant died in the 1980s, but get a load of the garden she left behind.
See our beautiful fuchsia? We have, I think, about five varieties of fuchsia. Big banana tree. We get orioles nesting in banana tree leaves every spring. It's just unbelievable.
There's also canary-colored angels' trumpets, says resident Larry Habiger, and puddles of baby's tears, one of Grace Marchant's favorite plants. The Dakota-born Hollywood stunt woman moved here in the 40s to live with her daughter and son-in-law in what was then a considerably seedier Telegraph Hill. Larry Habiger now helps tender garden and is one of Grace Marchant's de facto biographers. This morning he shares her legend with enraptured tourists, describing how she began her urban oasis by simply throwing debris down the hill.
Piles of garbage would build up down there and the city would come out and shake their fists and then they'd haul it away and then she'd go up and get some more and throw it over the side and just kept going. And gradually they realized she is beautifying, you know, a historic area in San Francisco, and they didn't give her a hard time after that.
It wasn't long before rubble was flying elsewhere on Telegraph Hill. Grace Marchant's daughter, Valletta Heslett, took up arms against other neglected city property along the nearby Greenwich Steps. Neighbors remember the former RKO dancer carrying bags of topsoil up step after step. Her garden is now a haven for hummingbirds, mockingbirds, and most conspicuously, wild parrots.
This habitat is totally created by the mother and the daughter, Grace and Valletta.
Mark Bittner, who now lives in what was Valletta Heslett's home, is the author of The Wild Parrots of Telegraph Hill. The birds, he says, are cherry-headed conures, the offspring of escaped pets, birds that now roost and feast in the trees planted by Valletta Heslett.
She also found plants wherever she could.
As in public places?
Yeah, she went to Golden Gate Park and made a lot of cuttings surreptitiously, her and her mother.
But unlike her mother's garden, which always had its champions, Valletta Heslett's went to ruin. After her death in 1995, the garden was overrun by blackberries dense as caves, which for a while sheltered a number of area homeless. Then came the gardeners, neighborhood volunteers, who literally uncovered Valletta Heslett's legacy. They are a new generation of unlikely heroes, including John Cowan, bent on pulling weeds.
My goal is not one blackberry will bloom, and, you know, well into the 21st century, this garden will be cared for.
Who knows what moves the gardeners of Telegraph Hill, each of whom has poured sweat equity into city property that can never be owned. But each time the glove's dropped, another dusts it off and fits it to a neighborly hand. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
You can find photographs of those gardens at npr.org.